Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, or good whenever you may be listening to this amazing show. Looking for my give a fuck. That's F-U-K-K, as Mary would say, a friend of mine. It's the inside joke. Looking for my give a fuck, episode 62. I'm looking forward to just episode 100 and just keep going and going because I'm just so excited every week. I find out more about myself and more about others, and it's just amazing. And by the way, I am your host. It's Shirley E. Shepherd. Hi, everyone. Gosh, it's Sunday, October 8th. I like the month of October. My son's birthday is October 17th. I have a boss that's, you know, I work with. He's 30 years old, as an attorney. His birthday is October 16th. I had a best friend. Her birthday is October 14th. It's so funny. On the October 14th, I kept confusing my son's birthday with her birthday, and my mom would be like, Quan's birthday is the 17th. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Anyway, so October is an amazing – oh, my boss, one of my other bosses, Mr. Libman, his birthday was a couple of days ago. I just love October. Ooh, and then Halloween. However, today, wow, what do we got going on? Last week I didn't have an itinerary. Today I really don't have an itinerary, but I have some things I just want to share. And believe it or not, it has to do with the Hamas and Israel. No, politically I'm out of that and what's going on, right or wrong. First of all, I don't even believe in fighting sometimes, seriously. I always say I'm going to beat somebody up, whatever, but I'm really joking. I don't believe in violence. Violence makes me very, very nervous. I talked last week about how my stepfather committed suicide, so I'm not really good with violence and blood and guts and so on and so forth. So all that's bad. But I'm not going to talk about the conflict, the purpose, who's right, who's wrong. What I am going to talk about for a second or two is a conversation I had with someone about 10 years ago. I worked for Mark Amali, and he is Iranian. He's from Iran. He's Persian. And we would have different people. There's a couple other offices down from us. I didn't even know there was a difference between the Jewish population and the Muslims. You know, I just had no idea what that was all about. But I learned one day. And one of the young ladies that I was working with, she was saying she was going to Israel. She lived in Israel. And she was just really talking about Israel. And the ignorance that I shared with her at that time is, oh, my God, they're always fighting. How could you handle that? That's crazy. I want you guys to pause for a minute. That's crazy. How can you handle that? And she looked at me very proud to be from Israel. And she said, it's just life. It is just how it is. And we get used to it. We shelter when we need to. And we live our lives understanding that we might not live the next moment. And I thought, oh my God, is that why you came to the United States? Well, her response isn't the business of this moment. But ultimately, she said, you know, Israel's her home. And all day long, they hear alarms and, you know, warnings and instructions. And this was 10 years ago. And I just kept saying, oh, my God, thank God that doesn't happen in the United States. But I can still remember her face. can't remember her name because she didn't quite work in our office. And I think after our conversation, she probably never presented in front of me again anyway. But she looked at me puzzled. And honestly, she looked at me like, are you fucking serious? Are you going to ask me why I live in Israel and how I can? That's just our life. That's just what we do. And then she also added, they don't take 1 minute for granted. And to me, that began to make sense because she was always, just always on it, just getting things done, just, you know, hyper in a sense. Well, it's 2023. And since that time, I've learned the difference between Jewish Muslims, Russian Jewish people. I understand the difference between Armenians and Persians. I didn't know any of that, okay? And so a lot of times when you don't know that culture, do you know how we think, because I'm black, how we think that white people or non-black people think that we're all the same from the same place, right? And we get really annoyed. Like, I'm not from the South, you know. I believe that I have thinking Persians and Armenians and Russians and all, they're all the same, and they are not. They're not. The fundamental thing they do have is this seriously living in the moment and fighting, but they are different. I didn't even know there was a such thing as a Russian who was Jewish or an American Jewish person. I knew that. I mean, I was just so confused. Didn't know there's a thing about the Muslims, and then, you know, boom. But it's real. Last 4 years, I've had the opportunity to work for Mr. Lipman, and he is an attorney, and he's from Russia, Ukraine, but he's also Jewish. And a couple of times since when I was working with him, we went to Israel. And I had other Jewish people of Jewish faith. I'm not disrespecting how to say that, because there is a way to say it, like Jewish people or Jewish, you know, there is something that's offensive, and I'm not trying to do that whatsoever. So please forgive me if I am inadvertently saying the Jewish people all that wrong. Okay, that's not the intent here. Anyway, he taught me a couple of things. Fight. He's a hell of an attorney. I'm like, dude, don't you ever just get tired? We're killing it. You don't have to keep beating the person up. You know, you won. No. Right. But he also taught me, this is Mr. Lipman, he taught me to, what did he teach me? One day I came in and I said something that was derogatory and I did not know. And we had this conversation, and the conversation was about the Jewish people and, you know, why they're always on high alert, I call it. It went back to, and let me digress for a minute, it went back to a friend when I was in high school. Her name was Lisa, and Lisa's family adopted me, you know, because I love Lisa. We were cheerleaders together. And Lisa's family had the biggest refrigerator I've ever seen in my life at that time, probably ever. And they always had frozen goodies and all kinds of frozen stuff. And I remember, because I am a kid that just asks all kinds of crazy shit, I said to Lisa's mother, I'm like, why do you have all this frozen stuff? What's that about? And she said, because we always have to be ready. Let's come back to 2023. Let's go back to my conversation with Mr. Lipman. He says, yes, we always have to be ready, because you never know when, if you're in Israel, a bomb or, if, you know, the Holocaust can happen again. And I was like, wow. I said, why do you keep fighting? This is all we have. Why do you stay within your community? That's all we have. Why do you think you're better than everyone else? No, that's your interpretation. Well, he said, you know, when I was young, I do remember, I think it was either Russian or Ukraine, this is Mr. Lipman sharing with me, he goes, I do recall having to stand in line to get, you know, the basics in life. It was cold. The United States of America, And having just the 10% of that zeal made me who I am today, because it's different in the United States. But he also acknowledged about a year ago it's shifting. And he said, oops, I've seen this before. Again, I didn't understand. I've always been upset working for American Jewish employers. I felt they were cheap. I felt they were hard. Sometimes just straight up mean. And they always had a family member that was working in there. I felt like just watching over us. I stand here today and I stand corrected. See, the only people that were really hiring blacks or even other minorities were Jewish Americans. Yeah. They came over, they became attorneys, they start their own firms because other firms were not going to hire them, and then they brought us on. People of the Jewish faith don't think that they're better than, they just have a plan. Mr. Lipman told me, as he is Jewish and he's Russian, we have a plan. We plan every second of our day, every hour. We plan. We see what's needed. We become doctors, lawyers, and so on. Not for anyone else, but for our own community so that we can survive. We were also slaves, he would share with me. Well, we couldn't get into that there conversation because I was like, whoa, maybe so. I said, even if the Jewish people were slaves first, then maybe we need to get, y'all need to write a handbook for the other ones like me. I said, but how come you're still together when they talk about their faith and their holidays and the importance of their holidays? I'm going to take a minute, I'm going to go right there for a second. I'm going to go to another area, just real quick. My son is Vietnamese and black. And his father is truly Vietnamese, and their whole family's from Vietnam. I think little Quan, my son, sorry, was the firstborn of that family on American land. Wow, that's heavy. But there was one thing when my son would get down and out in, let's say, Beverly Hills, right? He had a culture. He could go back and he could honestly, I'm sure it was grandpa and grandma talking to him and giving him stories that gave him strength when he was weakened. When I spoke to Mr. Lipman, that's what their faith is. Strength. 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 I learned a lot. I could have learned more working with American Jewish people, but I didn't get it. But I learned so much from Mr. Lipman because I woke, got a little older, and I listened. But he also listened to me. Going back to Mr. Lipman, he has a beautiful daughter, I cannot name names, who's in college now. And before she went to college, her best friend had to do, you have to do work somewhere to get work credit, experience credit. Okay, can't share her name. But she happened to come in and work with Mr. Lipman and myself. We were preparing for this huge trial, right? I mean, it was like, it was so huge, we were crying. In the middle of it being so crazy, she was watching the Johnny Depp trial. So, we did have some time, we laughed. And that young lady, young girl, she's about 16, 17, she spoke to me in a way that I could see the honor, how she was so honored to be from Israel. And she told me, I don't know the name of it, but there's the things on the door when you work people that are Jewish faith. And she told me all about what was inside of it. And this beautiful conversation was like, wow, this is amazing. And then she told me, and when I graduate, I'm going to go join the Israel military. 2 years ago, she said this. I said, excuse me, you're a buck five, right? She was so small and so skinny. What are you doing? I'm going to go serve in the military, how whatever that may. I said, wait a minute, what about school? What about all that? And she said, that comes. She was so proud, and I said, my God. I said, but isn't there always something going on, some type of conflict? She said, yes, but I love my country. And when she said she loved her country, remember, you didn't know, I spent like 4 or 5 days with her as she explained everything to me in such a mature, and just she truly embraced being from Israel. And she, the way she shared it with me, made me feel like I want to go. Wow, this is amazing. Wow. This is, and then the last day, she's like, I'm going to, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And again, that spark. I think about what happened yesterday. And I did send a text to Mr. Lipman, and a very, you don't know what to say in times like this because he has family. I just simply said, if you're affected, I send angelic angels for protection and safety. Then my mind went to the intern, her daughter's best friend. You best believe she is one fighting for her country. And if I hear that anything has happened to her, I will pain because she's not in this physical world, but I will honor her love for her country that I've never in my life seen before. And I saw it in a 16-year-old, I believe 16, 17. Who would think this day I would think outside of myself as an African-American woman, and we've been treated really well. We don't have to go there. But we have been treated pretty tough. But check this out. This is another lesson I learned from my son. And the lesson from my son was this. Mom, you're always jealous of everyone else. I'm like, no, but if they're better than me, you've got to get better than that. And it just so happened somebody was a better basketball player, took my son's position in high school. I was going to beat up the whole family because I'm ghetto. See, beat up the whole family, just talking shit. And my son said, my God, what a selfish person you are. That person's better than I am. And he's really best friend still with that young man. But what he taught me was sometimes, Mom, don't hate. Don't hate. And what that means is this. When there was an attack, Hamas, you know, on Israel, that attack, people could be quick to say, well, that's what they get. Well, I'm black and we still, you know, as an African-American, I can find a reason to be upset. I mean, there's plenty. And I do not, you know, take those for granted. There are many. But I had an opportunity to know of people that live probably fighting and visit Israel. That's their home. That's their home. That's their home. Now we know that the Israel, they've been fighting with Palestine forever. Okay, tit for tat. I mean, you know, whatever. My side, your side. You know, it's like Crip blood. Blah, 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 blah. Boom. But they got really blindsided yesterday. I mean, you know what I hate? It's like when someone says, "Okay, let's fight," and you're taking your earrings off, and they take a sucker punch. That happened to me all the time. No, it did. But it's like, you fuckers, that was a sucker punch. Damn it. I don't know if anyone deserves sucker punches. But what I do know is that people from Israel are down for their country, their purpose, their right, their religion, all that in a bag of chips. And they have created what is called a dome, my understanding. And something went awry. It's like, wait a minute, I can use it in, you know, my own experience. If I go to certain neighborhoods and it's not my neighborhood or I'm not familiar with it, whatever's going to happen, Okay, boom. But I really would be shocked if I'm sitting at home. There might have been a treaty or something. I'm just like, wait, what? There's no warning. What? What's this about? Because, you know, some of those people just lived in Israel. They're probably tired of fighting. Everybody gets tired of fighting. They probably want some type of compromise. I mean, shit, their eardrums must be all, you know, busted with all those goddamn bombs going here and there. You know, it's crazy, right? But for the people in Israel and the people that I know who are from Israel or who are of Jewish faith or, you know, I don't know the proper, you know, saying, I send angels and protection from safety and guidance. For the Palestinians who are caught in the middle too, I send the same angels. May angels hold everyone as safe as possible. If it's their time to go, may God allow them to be lifted on a beautiful wing of lightness. No one wins here. The only reason I'm not talking about someone from Pakistan or, I mean, fighting, whoever they fight, I don't know anyone from there. But may everyone that's injured be healed by the wing of an angel. May everyone that has to be protected feel the warmth of the angel's wings. May those who have been called to wherever their resting place, may the angels hold them and guide them to their, I call it, next realm. May the people around the world that are suffering as a result of this, the aftermath of things happened before that, may the angels take our heart and rub it and give us faith to believe that at least they are there. Sometimes religion gets caught up. One time someone told me, oh, angels are the devil. Guess what? My angels are not. My angels are neutral. And I send them out. I also send them forward. Something happened where, hey, we're in war. You know, what is it? Know your opponent. Something happened. Israel got, as we call it in my community. They got. They got caught slipping. Which is really horrible. But they will fight because they love their country. And Hamas and those people will fight because they love or believe what they're doing is right. And there's going to be a whole bunch of innocent people that are going to be in the middle of it. I am blessed to understand what it means to love a country. I have never loved the United States of America because this has never loved me, I thought. But a country doesn't have to love me. A country has to give me an opportunity to build and love myself. And that's been a hard road for African American people. And it probably will always be, but we're getting there. So looking for my give a fuck, in the darkest of darks, in the darkest of night, Israel got God. And they still getting God. And for 2 days, I've been having a very heavy heart for all of us. Gone through so much. COVID, this, that, Ukraine, Russia. You know, I know a lot of I have a couple of Armenian friends who tell me, I know what's going on in their country. Like, shit. No wonder you guys come here and do the damn thing. Because tomorrow's not promised in their countries. I'm also blessed to hear the words of passion and honor. And until I find out about my trial prep friend who's in the military, I will just pray she's okay. She was such a light. I'm a very smart woman. When this girl spoke, she spoke in such general. She just engulfed us all as one. I always said to her, you should be a speaker girl because you done got me. I'm ready to go to Israel.
Right.
Looking for my give a fuck. Was going back to looking for anything that I may have learned that will allow me to hold on to hope. For not just Israel and Hamas fighting, or Ukraine and Russia, or, you know, in Armenia, they're doing crazy things, because the United States of America will be involved in a minute. Oh, yes, we will. And will we have the passion, as that young lady did, to go fight for her country? Most of us won't want to show up for the roll call. The United States of America better do something to get that passion for love of this country back. Or not only will we be blindsided, get got, we be get gone. The United States of America, we are going to be spread thin. And therefore, the dome like Israel had, our dome that we may have, might be so busy knocking out stuff from so many places, it just might hit a target. What is love of country? I don't know. But I saw a spark in a young lady who is at war. May the military people, my grandfather, I think I had other family members, oh my God, thank you all for being there for us. And may the United States of America get back the passion to fight together. I pray my angels will send comfort. And what I mean by comfort is just open white wings of fluffiness like clouds that will just hold all of us when we're weak and hold us when we're strong. I send angels. I had no idea what I was going to talk about today, but I like this show. Again, may we all be safe, and may we all learn and begin to rebuild the love of our country. For if we don't have it, how are we going to fight against the defenses that are going to come against us because of our allies and because we have spread ourselves so thin? We might have military, this and that, but if we don't have grit and if we don't have passion, and just good luck to the United States of America. I'm not talking about the president. I'm talking about the people. Let's get together and fight for something, our safety. What does that mean? I don't know. But let's think about it. Until next week, may the angels be around you forever and ever and ever. May you feel their comfort, please. Until next week, please be safe. Enjoy the warmth of the angels that I just sent across the world, and have a great week. Goodbye, everybody.